Dorchester.
Poole.
Bournemouth.
Christchurch.
The news you need.
The entertainment you want.
Born Free.
I'm Chloe Musson with the news at 12:30. A 34-year-old Poole man has been arrested after a 10-hour armed siege in Pokestown in Bournemouth last night. Police teams arrived at an apartment block on Seabourn Road at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon after the man barricaded himself inside. The man was arrested just after 2 a.m. on allegations of making threats to kill. Residents have now returned to their homes after evacuation and Seabourn Road is open again. A reworked plan for the Bournemouth Pavilion Gardens has finally been given the green light by Bournemouth Council. The £43 million project will include a 9-screen cinema, 15 restaurants, shops and 350 car parking spaces, although plans for a new piazza and tourist information centre have now been dropped. Cabinet Member for Major Projects, Councillor Ian Lancashire, says that the changes reduce the cost of the development by £16 million.
The proposed development represents a very good proposition for Bournemouth. The scheme is for a multiplex cinema, but also with shops and restaurants. The tourist information originally was going to be a separate building, but it was a bit too far from Westover Road.
Dorset County Council is reviewing terms and conditions for all employees to protect jobs and valuable services, according to the council's member for corporate resources, Spencer Flower. The council's workforce will be significantly reduced through freezing vacancies and voluntary redundancies in a bid to save £54.9 million by 2013-14. Chief Executive David Jenkins says it's a difficult and anxious time for staff. That's all for now. More news at 1:30.